You don't let other people control you kasi buhay mo yan eh.
Don't compare yourself to other people. Yung kalaban mo is yung sarili mo eh. Pero yung pag i-compare mo na yung sarili mo sa ibang tao, nako, madidepress ka lang, madidemotivate ka.
Huwag mong itapon yung future mo just because of, you know, yung reliance mo on this other person.
So, hi guys! Welcome to another podcast. This is me, Mark, the Mark Garcia Audio Experience. So, and in this episode, I'm gonna be having two guests. One of the great friends that I met in this pandemic. So, I met them through listening to another podcast and then I decided to hit them up and ask them if they want to be my first guest in this podcast. So, I'm taking the shot right now, right after we did the recording, and you should guys also check them out. It's Banana Q Podcast on Spotify or on Apple Podcast or wherever you're listening your podcast to. And what I want to say is have a good day and enjoy listening to this episode. First of all, bakit banana Q? Na curious ako. Sobrang na curious ako.
Okay. Bakit nga ba, Ray?
So yung una naming naisip na name actually is Banana Catch Up kasi yung target audience namin is Filipinos. Mm-hmm. So might as well come up with something na makaka-relate yung mga Filipino. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, may nakakuha na ng Banana Catch Up. Kaya na napatanong ako kay Didi, may problema tayo. Hindi natin pwede magamit yung banana ketchup. Ano kaya yung magandang alternative?
Ayun. So naisip ko, since ang gusto niya is questions, mag-answer kami ng questions, so baka may Q dapat sa name. Tapos naisip ko, why not banana Q? So yun, yung banana Q. yun yung reason.
Very quick summary of who I am. I'm Ray. I grew up in Cebu and I graduated Bachelor's of Science in Accountancy in 2009. So after graduating, nagsimula yung career ko sa Manila in Makati with Citibank. Then sandali lang ako nag-work doon, 1.5 years. Kasi hindi ako marunong mag-Tagalog. Kaya lumipat ako ng Singapore. Totally different company, Citco. And then I stayed there for 3 years. Then nag-move ako ng another company, still in Singapore, to State Street. And then staying in Singapore for 6 years, nag-move ako ng Tokyo. Then I'm here for about 4 years na. So been an OFW for 10 years. That's the short summary of who I am.
Okay, ako naman, lumaki ako sa Zamboanga City. So, I graduated Bachelor of Science in Accountancy din, but mas matanda ako, 2003 ako graduate. And then, about 1 year after that, lumipat ako ng Makati. So, nag-work ako doon for around 4 years, 2 different companies. And then, saka ako pumunta ng Singapore, which I guess, i-discuss natin later kung paano ako napadpad doon. And then, after that, this year lang, I moved to Hong Kong. In the middle of a pandemic, so yun yung story ko.
Buti hindi naman gaanong malala sa Hong Kong right now.
No, actually both Singapore and Hong Kong medyo okay. Nag-come up sila with travel air bubble na pwedeng mag-travel, you know, from Singapore to Hong Kong and vice versa na hindi kailan ma-quarantine.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Yeah.
So medyo maluwag pala dyan ngayon.
Yeah, starting November 22 ata yung travel air bubble na yun. Supposedly first in the world or something. Anyway, yun.
Yep. Sana nga masali yung Tokyo sa air bubble na yan kasi miss na miss ko yun ang yung Jollibee. Tagal na akong hindi nakapag-Jollibee.
More than
1 year na. Walang Jollibee dito.
Wala.
Kalungkutan.
Ano yung reason nyo bakit, I mean, di ba nag-work kayo for a long time then in the Philippines, and then what made you say na okay, I'm moving out?
Okay,
Actually, natutuwa ako sa story ni D. Kasi pinapakinggan ko dati. And I think parang ako yung ano na yun. I'm that kind of person na parang gusto ko lagi gumalaw na
risk taker ka.
Risk taker, yeah.
That's good. So actually so yun na nga, from Zamboanga nag-work ako sa Manila for a while, 4 years yun. And then actually wala namang specific moment I would say na even before that, kasi bata pa lang ako, I already knew na gusto ko umalis ng Philippines. Kasi I don't know, for a lot of Filipinos, 'di ba, we have the American dream, or not necessarily American dream, like gusto lang natin umalis usually because lalo na kung hindi ka naman lumaki sa mayaman na family or something, 'di ba? So parang mas maganda ang opportunities outside. And then aside from that though, for me, hindi naman kasi yun ever naging about money, though for a lot of Filipinos na naging OFWs, usually yun yung number one reason, right? For me, gusto ko lang talaga na ma-experience yung life outside of the Philippines. Kasi for me, like Zamboanga, feeling ko parang masyadong probinsya to, parang ganun ba. So umalis ako ng Zamboanga. And then nung nasa Manila na ako, parang okay naman doon, pero gusto ko rin ma-experience ang life outside. Parang ganun. So yon. And kaya yon, nung when my friend sa same company, sinabi niya sa akin na mag-move daw sila up, yung boyfriend daw niya at saka siya nag-decide na magbakasakali sila sa Singapore. So this was in 2008. So I said, okay, sige, sasama ako sa inyo. So yon, yun yung decision, I guess. So yun, sabay kami nag-resign. So pumunta kami ng Singapore as tourists na may enough money lang kami to sustain us for like 1 to 2 months siguro. Tapos at that time, hindi pa kasi ganun kahirap maghanap ng work yung mga foreigners sa Singapore. Mm-hmm. So nakahanap kami ng jobs like maybe within 1 to 2 months, ganun. Pero I would say now, hindi na yan nag-work kasi ang dami kong kilala na trinayan lately na umuwing Luhaan, unfortunately. Kasi naging mas strict na sila sa foreigners. So I would strongly advise against taking that route now. Kasi yun na nga, unless like ang dami mo talagang pera or you know, okay lang naman sa'yo. Pero yun, like that time, masyado kaming optimistic, nag-workout lang naman. Kasi that was before the recession. Pero yun na nga, ngayon, kahit may job offer, minsan nare-reject ng pass. Tapos may iba na meron na ngang current working pass, pero pag i-renew na, nare-reject. So medyo mahirap na. So if you really want to work in Singapore, I suggest na gawin niyo yung ginawa ni Ray.
So magkaiba kami ng reason ni D. Ang reason ko talaga na gusto kong umalis ng bansa is gusto ko ng mas malaking sahod, mukhang pera ko dati. Kasi I was living in Makati, tapos yung sahod ko, alam mo yun, enough lang to bayad renta, which is ang renta ko sa Makati sobrang mahal.
Yeah.
Pagkain.
Mahal, sobrang mahal din ang food doon kasi ako sa Makati din ako actually nag-aaral.
Okay. So alam mo kung, 'di ba, yung cost of living. Sobrang mahal talaga. Sobrang tapos mahal. may mga mangungutang pa, tapos hindi babayaran, tapos yung mga ganun na yung mga story.
Parang may pinaghuhugutan.
May pinaghuhugutan, 'di ba?
Okay.
So yung feeling ko talaga is I need to step out because malayo naman na ako sa pamilya ko. Mm-hmm. Might as well be somewhere else na would offer me better opportunities. Yeah. So, while I was working in my old job sa Makati, naghahanap-hanap na ako ng trabaho sa Singapore. So, marami namang online, you know, platforms, opportunities. Nagsasend ako ng email. Pero nahanap ko talaga yung trabaho through my network. Yung dati kong kaklase, nakita ko sa LinkedIn na nagtatrabaho na siya sa Singapore. So, kinontak ko, ganyan, kumusta ang trabaho, ganyan, anong kailangan, resume, ganyan. Pinapasend ko yung application ko. Tapos yun, in-interview ako online. Tapos, nagustuhan nila yung sinabi ko. Nagustuhan ko rin yung sinabi nila. Kaya, in-accept ko yung offer nila. So, technically, before leaving the country, may trabaho nang naghihintay sa akin sa Singapore. So, yun yung safer route of becoming an OFW.
Yeah, yun yung mas safe. Lalo na ngayon. Pero of course, you know, as you said, it pays naman to take risks.
Yeah, and buti na lang that time, 2008, buti hindi pa gaanong malala yung recession nun.
Yung recession kasi, dineclare yeah. nila later that year. Siguro mga Q4. So buti na lang, ginawa namin yun at that time when, you know, when the opportunity presented itself. Kasi kung hindi kami umalis when we had decided to do it, baka hindi na kami natuloy. Kasi ano eh, wala, mahirap na after that eh. So yun, unless naghanap kami ng work the same way na sa nangyari kay Ray. Mm-hmm. So yun.
And kay Ray, ask ko lang din kasi I mean a lot of listeners of this podcast, ano sila eh, college student, mga college student, 18 to 22. So gaano ba ka-importante yung LinkedIn na like narinig ko yung sinabi mo kanina na you found someone in LinkedIn, you network and then...
Importante sa akin yung network kasi first of all, yung kurso namin ni Dee na accountancy, sobrang popular na siya na course. Para siyang the nursing of the, you know, present time. Parang dati, ang daming nag-nursing, di ba? Mm-hmm. After ng nursing, may wave of finance and accountancy students mm-hmm. na nag-follow. So, the question becomes, how do I separate myself from the other accountancy students na same credentials as I am?
Yeah.
Especially for students na wala pang experience. Lahat kayo, same kayo ng background, di ba?
Yeah.
If you write your CV, mm-hmm. chances are, everything will look the same.
Yep. Yeah.
So how would you separate yourself? And that is through your network.
Yeah.
Take a look at LinkedIn, ano yung mga events. Bigla ako napabisaya. Ano yung, what events are available?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. If you happen to see, let's say, your schoolmate, maybe 5 years ahead of you, nag-work na sa gantong company, then you don't know him, he doesn't know you, but you reached out, asked him questions that are important. Say, hey, how is it working for this company? Like, you mm-hmm. ask leading questions that would eventually turn out into advice and eventually you became friends and you exchange ideas and then all of a sudden, you have a network in that company.
Yeah.
And then when an opportunity opens up in that company, you will be the first person that he or she would think of because you reached out, diba? Ikaw yung nanguna. Ikaw yung nag-extend ng network. Now, if you hadn't done that, kung hindi mo yan ginawa, and there are thousands, if not tens of thousands, of college graduates who have exactly the same credential as you, mahirap. Mahirap na ikaw yung maswertihan. Parang spray and pray ka lang, send ka lang ng CV without, you know, focusing yourself onto, you know, actions na talagang magbubunga ng outcome.
I actually agree with that kasi... yung HR kasi 'di ba like Ray said madami silang nare-receive na CV. Usually they tend to favor yung mga referrals ng mga sarili nilang tao kasi para siyang vote of confidence from them 'di ba na okay tong tao na to. In the same way 'di ba na if you meet a friend na yung friend mo, so mas makadali siyang makagaanan ng loob 'di ba? Parang ganun. Mm-hmm. So of course, hindi yung nagagarantee na i-hire ka nila kasi syempre i-interviewin ka pa rin nila. Or kailangan mo pa rin ipakita yung skill set mo, mag-effort ka pa rin na, you know, magpabango ng sarili, ganun. Pero at least napansin ka na, kasi like Ray said, mahirap mapansin in the first place.
Yeah.
So actually, meron akong isang example for this. Nakakatawa kasi yung example na to. Dati, may work ako sa Singapore. After nag-resign ako sa work na to, yung owner ng business, kasi local company siya, marami siyang in-interview para mag-replace sa akin, pero wala siyang nagustuhan. Tapos, yung isa kong friend, na-mention niya na gusto niya mag-apply. So, ang ginawa ko, in-email ko yung owner, yung CV ng friend ko, tapos pinenta ko yung friend ko. Tapos sabi ng owner, okay, sige, papasukin mo siya for an interview. So, pumasok naman yung friend ko, super nervous, ninenervous pa siya and all that. Tapos, yung only thing na tinanong ng owner sa kanya was, when can you start? Yun
wow.
lang.
Wow.
See?
Gandang story.
Ganyan ka-importante ang network. Kasi like, wala man lang ginawa yung friend ko. Ako na, naniwala lang yung owner dahil lang based lang sa sinabi ko. Ganon siya ka-importante.
I also agree. I also agree. Kahit ako, iniisip ko rin na walang sense yung talino mo if you don't have connections.
Yeah.
It's very, very important na.
Yeah.
Nakakatuwa din malaman na totoo nga talaga yung iniisip ko.
yeah, that's true.
Like yung ginagawa mo ngayon, Mark, like before this chat. We've never met. We've never, you know, exchanged ideas other than, you know, exchanging comments on Facebook. And I think you took a very bold move na reaching out to us, to me and Dee. And this is one example of extending your network, di ba? So I think it is, you know, kahit na simpleng message lang sa Facebook, malaki na yung impact, malaki na yung potential niya na, you know, mag-expand ng horizons mo. And I just want to emphasize dun sa sinabi ni Dina, getting you an interview is just one step. And yan yung dapat mong pag-isipan din na marami pa rin kailangan gawin just for you to get that job. Maybe research the company and then also kind of be more conversant. Mm-hmm. Like, improve natin yung pagiging communicative natin kasi that will show how confident you are, how, you know, how likely would you be to succeed in the company. Yep. So, yung mga things na yun, kailangan din natin na i-improve sa ating sarili. So, network, mm-hmm. yes, it's very important to get you to the door, but to actually get the job, dapat paghirapan.
Yeah. So, tama siya doon. Confidence, actually, for me, the number one thing that you need to show in interviews is confidence. So, ako nga minsan, usually yung friends ko na nag-ask for advice from me, like, okay, mag-interview ako, anong gagawin ko, I always tell them na, even if hindi ka confident, fake it. Kailangan ipakita mo na confident ka. If may question na hindi mo alam paano sagutin, find a way to answer it na parang pinapamukha mo na, okay, right now, hindi ko alam paano gawin yan, pero kayang-kaya ko yung gawin. Ganon. Ganon siya dapat. Yeah, actually.
Like, fake it till you make it. Parang ganon.
Yes, yeah. Kasi for example, yung same company namin ni Ray, yung saan ako na-hire, wala ako at all experience in hedge funds administration that time. Mm-hmm. So, nung in-interview ako, yung mga questions, obviously, about those things. So, sinabi ko talaga, frankly, na parang, honestly, I do not have any experience at all in any of this. But, as you can see from my CV, meron akong various experiences, which means I have the capacity to learn things quickly. Ganon. So, kailangan ipakita mo lang na kaya ko to, kahit na right now hindi ko to kaya. Of course, kailangan mo i-research kung kaya mo i-research. Pero minsan kasi kahit nag-research ka na, nagkulang ka, di ba? So, pag ganon, kailangan idaan mo sa attitude, sa the way you handle yourself. Kasi a lot of people din, nag-hire sila not just necessarily based on yung kaya mo, but yung attitude mo nga. Kasi a lot of employers, they feel na, you know, kung okay ka naman, kaya kang turuan, mas okay yon kaysa sa parang, alam mo yon, parang hindi naman okay itong taong to, ba't ko to i-hire?
Yeah, and dapat din, I think, lakasan mo din yung loob mo. Like, huwag kang mahiya. Huwag silang mahiya kung sa tingin naman nila, hindi nila alam yung, I mean, let's say for example, ay yung tinatanong ng nag-interview sa akin is hindi ko naman alam. Mm-hmm. So, be true na hindi mo siya alam. Like, be true. It's much better to be true than faking something na...
Yeah. You get what you mean. Yeah. Like, mag-fake answer ka, tapos yung pala, mahuhuli ka later. Kasi may follow-up question related to that, tapos mali na yung answer mo, edi mas lalo ka tuloy hindi ma-hire.
Ang masasabi ko dyan is, may mga, ano mang tao dito, sa pag nagpo-post ng job yung company, may... ano sila, di ba? Parang roles and responsibilities, minimum skill set. Pero maraming mga bagay na hindi nakasulat doon. And one very big thing na hindi nakasulat doon usually is ang company culture.
Yeah.
Like, ano ba ang vina-value ng company? Do they value integrity? You know, being able to survive under pressure? Ano bang importante sa kanila? And again, going back to increasing your network, magtanong ka ng, you know, tao sa LinkedIn na nakapagtrabaho dun sa kumpanya na yun and try to figure out what they are looking for. And chances are, you're right, maybe they are more into sincerity, being open, despite you not knowing the answer, but for as long as you're showing sincerity, that you're willing to learn, di ba nilalagay yan lagi, willingness to learn. Yung hindi ko lang maintindihan is yung pleasing personality. Bakit may ganun sa description nila? Pero hindi ko talaga alam ano yun. Pero alam mo yun, just try to play out what they're really looking for. And then from there, you can at least play around. And again, makikita nila yan the way you answer it. Your sincerity or perhaps your confidence.
Yeah, and try siguro, like you said, networking, right? Kung pwede ka rin mag-ask ano yung possible interview questions. So makaprep ka, di ba?
Yeah, at least alam na rin ng listeners na kapag nagtrabaho ko, like 100% seryoso all the time. For me, kahit parang hindi rin naman pwede yun kasi mas lalong nasa stress out yung mga employees and everything. So, hindi ko alam. Mm-hmm. Siguro it depends on the company. Yeah.
Culture yan, yes. Sa culture talaga yan. Like most people, you would think, diba, finance. Like serious siguro kami ni Ray, right? Magkatabi kami, nag-work kami, super serious kami. Yun bang ini-imagine mo? Yeah? Because last time,
for me, hindi ko na-imagine sa inyong dalawa.
Okay, very good. Kasi yung si Ray dati, katabi ko yan. Tapos may music na piniplay sa office. Sumasayaw siya while nakaupo. Habang nagtatrabaho kami, sumasayaw
sample.
Siya.
Joke lang.
Yun. So, hindi naman kailangan serious. Obviously kung may CEO na nag-iikot, siguro hindi siya ganun. Like, just know your place. Mm-hmm. Know when to be serious and when not to be serious. Ganun.
Mm-mm. I wanna emphasize on that. Kasi, kung isipin mo, for us, right, when we were starting in our careers, we spend most of our time in the office. More than 12 hours, minsan 13 hours yung work time. And that's because we're still building up our careers. There's still a lot to learn. Ganyan. And normal yan. And to me, I'm grateful that I did that early on in my career. Kasi now that, you know, as you progress down the road, yung buhay mo yung magiging mas madali eh. Kasi you've already done the groundwork. Pero importante din that you find time in being happy with who you're working with and, you know, just to enjoy. Because at the end of the day, walang mamamatay kung malilate ka sa pag-send ng report. Like, yan lagi yung tinatanong ko sa sarili ko. Like, may colleague ako na, oh, sana yung report na to, ganyan. May hinahanap tayong $100,000, bakit wala? Tapos, kailan bang deadline yan? Ganto, ngayon. Tapos tinitingnan ko, 500 million naman yung worth ng fund na yan. Yung 100,000, hindi yan makikita sa report. Yung tipong, always try to learn how to prioritize things. Like, may mga tao na pinipressure ka na, send mo na to, send mo na yan, gawin mo to, gawin mo yan. Pero if you take a step back and look at it at a bigger picture, hindi naman necessary yan gawin ngayon. Mm-hmm. So, alam mo yun, try to work hard but also work smart. Like always be looking at the bigger picture kasi mababurn out ka, magiging demotivated ka to work, then it will just be a downward spiral from there. And to avoid that is to be comfortable with who you're working with, be a friend to your boss, be a friend to your colleagues para kung may hinihingi sila na you think na pwede mong i-push back, ma-accept nila as a friend or ma-accept nila professionally kasi alam nila where you're coming from. Because if lagi kayong nagka-clash, and I think my experience si Dine to, that, you know, you've had a colleague that you didn't enjoy, right? And then, how did that affect your life? It really changed the way you worked, right?
Sobrang miserable ko noon. Kasi, at saka dahil takot ako sa kanya, kasi, ano kasi siya yung masama yung ugali, naninigaw. As in, like, ipapahiya ka sa buong floor, sisigawan kanya. Na-witness ni Ray, dati katabi ko siya, tapos umiiyak ako habang nagta-type. Tapos si Ray, anong gagawin ko?
Naalala ko yan.
So, ganon, sobrang miserable ko noon. Tapos, dahil takot ako sa kanya, mas lalo tuloy hindi ko nagagawa yung work ko ng maayos. So, nung hindi ko na siya naging katabi, biglang na-notice ko, sobrang nag-improve ng work ko. Like, you know, something na dati isang oras ko matapos, biglang kaya ko in 10 minutes or something. Kasi nakaka-impact yun sa'yo eh. Pagtakot ka sa boss mo, parang mas lalo kang, sure ba ako dito? Parang naman hindi na dalawang isip mo lahat ng bagay. Ganon. So, kung kaya mo siguro na wag magpa-affect. Of course, it's easier said than done. Pero kung kaya mo lang naman... Mm-hmm. Na hindi magpa-affect, try mong gawin yun. Naisipin mo, work lang naman yun. And gaya ng sabi ni Ray, baka materiality, ganun. Like, itry mong tignan kung ano ba yung importante at ano ba talaga yung due or whatever. Kasi sa company namin before, maraming mga tao na like, hindi nagsi-CR break or whatever. Dahil lang sa SLA is 4 p.m., ganyan-ganyan. Pero kung isipin mo, nung kwento namin to sa mga ibang tao, parang bakit hindi nyo na lang kausapin yung LO na imposible naman kasi yung 4 p.m., di ba? Parang ganun. LO is local office pala. So, yun yung kanino mo isasubmit yung report mo, ganun. Like, try mo tignan, like he said, yung impact nun ba? Like, okay, kung na-delay ka ng 30 minutes, so what? Ano bang impact nun? Di ba? Hindi naman siya like end of the world.
What do you guys recommend na kapag may, let's say for example, someone is attacking you sa work, like ano, yan, binubully or something, ano bang gagawin mo? Hindi mo na lang ba siya papansinin or aalis ka na lang dun sa... There are some people na ayun yung reason nila para umalis, like mag-resign na ganun.
Yeah. Now for me, kasi yun na nga yung pinag-usapan natin kanina nung bully ko. They say that bullies, parang they react to weak people, ganon. So siguro kaya niya ako binubully kasi nakikita niya na natatakot ako. She stopped bullying me kasi after a while, na-realize ko na ba't ba ako nagpapabully? So sinasagot ko na siya, nag-aaway na kaming dalawa sa floor. Natatakot na yung ibang tao sa akin instead na sa kanya. So I guess, I mean, hindi mo naman kailangan awayin, pero wag kang magpatapak or whatever. I think that would be my advice. Ikaw ba, Ray?
Parang aso, yung dinidescribe mo di, parang aso lang. Yung tipong,
yeah.
Mo na, pinapakitaan mo ng Bruce Lee moves, natatakot din yung aso,
yeah,
di ba?
Exactly.
Aura of confidence. Pero more than that, no, may maraming avenues to learn more about this. May podcast akong pinapakinggan about specifically on HR issues. Part din siya ng PH directory actually. Pero ang point is, when you're at work, professional dapat yung setting. Kasi you're being paid as a professional. At dapat yung treatment mo to your colleagues, dapat professional din. If ang treatment nila sa'yo is hindi professional, first of all, dapat mo silang i-approach and be frank and be open about it. One-on-one kayo, this is what I feel, this is what you've done, this is what I feel. Ano ang pwedeng resolution? Pag yan hindi pa rin, wala pa rin nangyari, may HR at yan yung trabaho ng HR, which is to resolve issues like that. And you should not go directly to HR kasi yung first tanong ng HR is, have you tried amicably settling this issue amongst yourselves? Kung hindi mo pa naman pala in-approach yung bully, walang magagawa si HR kasi, okay, alam mo yun, dapat i-follow mo yung steps na yun. Tapos si HR, kung they are properly doing their jobs, then of course they would try to look for, you know, ways to fix it, amend it. And if kung wala ka namang ginawa na masama, alam mo yun, you have to be just open about it, confident, and reach out to the right people. And I think dapat may resolution yan kasi ikaw rin yung ma-stress out, ikaw din yung mawawala ng buhok kagaya ko kasi
what? Sure. Okay, alam na natin kung ba't siya nawala ng buhok.
Sa daming problema na. Ano yan, sinasarili mo lang, hindi mo nilalabas.
Yeah, I think kasi Filipinos masyado tayong ano, matakutin. So, tendency for us, hindi natin yung kaya yung mag-confront ng other people. Yan, masyado tayong passive-aggressive na lang or whatever. Or sinusumbong na lang natin sa friends natin yung mga pangyayari. Pero hindi natin kinoconfront yung bully. So, siguro, gaya ng sabi ni Ray, yun siguro yung dapat i-learn natin na first step actually is to confront that person. Or hindi naman kailangan confront. Baka hindi siya aware na ginagawa niya yan sa'yo. Baka kasi may cultural differences lang kayo kasi kala mo aggressive siya, pero yung pala normal lang yun for Singaporeans na ganun sila or something like that. So, yun, baka it's good to clear the air muna. And yun na nga, kung hindi yun nag-work, pwede mo namang i-escalate sa HR.
Yeah, and I think na ano, very good practice din yung like mag-step up ka for if may nakita kang mali. Like kahit sa simpleng bagay lang, kahit siguro may makita kang someone na naglalakad and then hinayaan niya yung basura niya, let's say sa lapag lang, parang good practice na rin to like step up. I mean, alam mo yun, para ma-develop yung skills mo na asking someone out na very uncomfortable para sa'yo.
I think so. Para masanay ka.
And then culturally, I think tama yung sinabi ni Dina. We as Filipinos, nandun tayo sa side na non-confrontational, emotional tayo, pero sinasarili lang natin. Ikumpara mo yan sa Western culture, di ba? Hello!
Very vocal
hello.
Sila.
Yung tipong, ano sila, vocal, very vocal.
They are very vocal.
And mapapansin ko yan, like, in an international flight, say, madidelay yung flight namin, yung unang magsasalita, usually Western yan.
Yeah, true.
Where are we gonna sleep? Yung tipong ganun, tapos pupunta ako sa side niyo, yeah, exactly, whatever she said, whatever he said. Kasi sila yung unang nagfa-fight for their rights. Sila yung vocal. And you're right, we have to learn that kasi especially if you're thinking of working abroad in a place where there are a lot of cultures, dapat din natin ilulugar yung kultura natin yung the way para hindi tayo matatalo or hindi tayo malileft behind. Kasi kung lagi lang tayo in our own shell, dinidibdib natin, bakit ganun yung sinabi niya. Pero eventually, hindi pala, what he meant was this. Yep. Pero hindi lang natin in-approach, hindi natin kinonfront, then wala nangyari.
I wanna clear din this eh, kasi ang daming Pinoy na iniisip nila na if you're an OFW, ibig sabihin nun mayaman ka na agad eh. It doesn't mean na OFW ka naman. You're instant rich ka na.
Yeah. Kasi usually, ang nakikita lang nila is, for example, yung earnings mo, like you earn in dollars, so for them, wow, ang laki niyan in pesos. Pero syempre, you earn in dollars, but you also spend in dollars, di ba? Like sa Singapore, for the past few years, Singapore has been considered as the number one most expensive city in the world, di ba? It's because of the housing and cars though. Pero still, mahal siya. Yung rent, I would say, is the number one thing na mahal doon. But people don't really look at that. Siguro yung nasa Pinas, alam lang nila you earn this much. Hindi nila alam na, okay, karamihan dyan napupunta sa mga expenses. Diba? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, ang tendency, I guess, is, yeah, it's not true na porket OFW ka, mayaman ka na agad. Si Ray, mayaman siya, pero ako hindi. Na-joke lang.
No. For whoever's listening to this, fake news yun, mga kapuso. Fake
para
news.
Nga daw sa kanya, wala lang yung $100,000. Sasabi niya kanina.
Hindi, kumpanya yun. Kumpanya yun. Hindi yun sa akin. Kung pera ko yun, ako, hindi ako matutulog, hahanapin ko yun. Ang tama yung sinabi ni Dino, na yung earning mo is in dollars, pero yung cost of living also is in dollars. So, may mga OFW na nakakapag-save kasi they ina-apportion nila yung budget nila. Ganto yung sahod ko. So, meaning yung bahay na pwede kong rentahan, ganto lang. Hindi ako pwedeng ganto. Kasi kung hindi mo siya i-budget properly, at the end of the day, walang matitira. Tapos pag uwi mo pa ng Pinas,
pa,
lahat ng tao expected na ikaw yung magbabayad ng bill, ganyan. Yeah. Ipapaayos mo yung bahay. Parang may mga ganun na expectation lagi.
Yeah, yun I guess yung misconception. And yun yung medyo masakit sa puso. Yeah, every time umuwi ka, may friends ka na kikitain, ina-assume nila agad na ikaw magbabayad for everyone. Like, wait lang, hindi naman yun yung usapan na. Pero yun yung assumption. So for me, to get around that, I mean, I learned this eventually. Hindi ganun sa umpisa. Sa umpisa, okay, magbayad ka lang din kasi binigay na nila sa'yo yung bill. Pero for me, I learned na to choose my friends siguro, I would say. So, inote mo kung sino yung mga mukhang pera, yung nagpapalibre lang sa'yo, ganun. Kasi meron namang mga iba na hindi ganun. Siguro sila since 'di ba yung ano kasi is kung ikaw yung host, ikaw dapat man libre, 'di ba? Yun usually. Pero nangyayari is ikaw kahit saan ka man nasa Singapore ka or nasa Pilipinas ka, ikaw magbabayad all the time, parang nasaan yung fairness doon? So yun. Pero may mga friends ako na hindi naman ganun mag-isip. So, yun yung minonote ko. Tapos, sila na lang yung minimit ko next time or something. And meron ako mga ibang friends na ang ginagawa nila is clear from the start na, uy, meet tayo, pero KKB to, ha? Like, mahiyain kasi tayong Pinoy.
Pamunahan
pero,
mo na. Yeah.
Parang, try mo tanggalin yung hiya. Sabihin mo from, the start na, okay, kung gusto mong mag-meet tayo, KKB to, para hindi sila mag-expect. Ikaw ba rin ganun yung experience mo din?
Oh, ganun din. And I learned it the hard way as well, similar sa'yo. Kasi ganun talaga yung mentality eh. And I think it's something that we need to change as a, as Filipinos, na dapat wala tayong expectation na porket nagtatrabaho sa labas ng bansa, automatic, may pera. Kasi ang hindi nila nakikita is yung hirap, yung pagod, at yung earnings mo man as an OFW, may extra ka man nakita. And that's because you've also spent time outside of your family. Alam mo yun, ano pala ang bayad, the extra bayad for me of being away from my family, being away from all the comforts in life.
Yeah.
So, and hindi naiisip yung investments mo in the future. Like, what if yung trabaho mo as an OFW biglang mawawala? Yeah. May fallback money ka ba? May paghuhugutan ka ba ng anong tawag dito? Yung parang sinking fund. And it, yung tipong safety yeah, money safety mo net. In case mawawalan ka ng
yeah,
trabaho.
Yeah, like emergency kasi, fund, yeah.
Emergency fund. Kasi kung igagasta mo lahat, ibabayad mo sa restaurant lahat, alam yeah. mo yun, delikado, pag mawala yung trabaho, mawala rin yung future
yeah,
mo.
Yeah, yun yung problema actually. Tsaka, I think yung number one siguro is kailangan mo rin mag-set na expectations sa sarili mong family kasi honestly, sila naman yung number one na nag-expect na, ba, na gastusin mo lahat. Mm-hmm. So, it's hard to say no to them kasi syempre parents mo or you know, like sila nagpalaki sa'yo and all that. Pero, dapat aware ka din na parang pagpapalaki lang din yan ng anak na wag hindi mo dapat i-spoil yung mga anak, diba? Same way din siguro sa parents. Para hindi sila like constantly mag-expect na gastos lang sila ng gastos din, diba? So, kailangan, you know, siset mo na, okay, ito yung papadala ko. Huwag ka mag-expect na, alam mo yon na anytime gusto mo ng something, hingi ka na lang sa akin bigla. Parang ganon.
Tama, tama nga naman. Speaking of ano future, ano bang, like, what are your future plans? Like siguro financially or kung do you want to go back sa Philippines or magko-continue lang kayo mag-work abroad?
For me personally, wala akong balak bumalik sa Pilipinas. Not like soon anyway. Who knows, baka mag-change ang mind ko in the future kasi 'di ba in the first place gusto ko umalis sa Pilipinas like from such a young age. So yon. So but nag-learn na rin ako na hindi naman ako, wala naman akong specific plans kung, you know, mag-stay lang ba ako sa Hong Kong or gusto ko bang pumunta to specific countries. Nag-learn na rin ako na not to make plans on that kasi in the past years, lahat ng plans ko hindi naman natutuloy, which is, like for example, Singapore and Hong Kong, they were never in my dreams, I would say. Pero when the opportunity presented itself, parang grinab ko lang bigla, ganun. So I think yun siguro would be my thinking for the next few years then. So kung may good opportunity, then I guess I would take them. Kung saan man ako dadalhin ng hangin or something. Yun.
Yeah. similar din ako kay D. Like yung prospects namin in the next 10 years, wala sa plan namin na umuwi ng Pinas. And that's because ang tingin namin sa Pilipinas is siguro place for us to retire yeah. when you know when we want hindi na magtatrabaho passive income na lang and having that in mind binibuild up din namin financially na magiging prepared kami when that time comes so hindi lahat ng pera na na-earn namin as OFW ginagasta namin nagsiset aside kami ng savings and investments so may mga investments kami sa Pilipinas para in case when that time comes, be it a decade, 2 decades from now, may at least may pagkukunan kami ng funds. And kasi eventually, ganun pa rin eh. Ganun pa rin yung family namin nasa Pilipinas. May, alam mo yun, when we get older, mas maganda pa rin yun nandun tayo kung saan yung pamilya. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for me, ano din eh. Natutunan ko din to na it's very important then that you have like savings for the future. Kasi what if... Pero wag naman, knock on wood, what if something happens to you? Hmm. Diba? Paano na yung mga napag-iwanan mong pamilya?
Hmm.
It's very important na like yung savings, investing, or kung ano man, in case something happened to you talaga, the worst, if ever the worst, knock on wood, wag naman sana.
Pero for like people like you, Mark, na mag-graduate ng university, you're still in that age of wealth accumulation, yung tipong hindi pa, siguro marami pang gagastusan. Yung tipong yung masasave mo na money is siguro enough lang to keep you going. And that's normal kasi kakasimula mo lang, yeah. diba? Pero eventually, once you get more comfortable sa trabaho, mapopromote ka, madadagdagan yung sahod mo, marirealize na, oh, in 10, 20 years time, I don't wanna keep doing this. Like somehow, I wanna be financially stable. I wanna be independent. And to do that is, you know, to set aside some money and be smart about where to invest. Kasi marami din na magbibigay sa'yo ng mga false promise, diba? Invest in me, dodoble yung pera mo in the next year. And then eventually, pyramiding scheme pala yung
napasukan mo. Something sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, you have to be careful as well kasi the more money you come across, the more problems you see, the more sharks, you know, would approach you as well. So you have to be very careful where you put your money. Kasi pinaghirapan natin yan.
True.
Yung napansin ko rin about dyan is, like siguro for me and D, comfortable kami with finance kasi accountancy yung na pag-graduate namin. And even for us, right, what we realized is yung financial literacy, us in our curriculum, sobrang... hindi siya, like we were never taught how to invest and save during our university days, and sa later on in life na lang natin marirealize na kailangan pala natin mag-save kasi yung inflation rate 8% sa Pilipinas. So if I keep my money just on my own, 100 pesos every year, 8 pesos mawawala yung value. So yung mga ganong bagay never naman tayo tinuturuan, and we had to learn it on our own. And if somebody who you trust, somebody na siguro popular siya sa lugar nyo, mag-a-approach sa'yo, offer ng investments, then kasi hindi natin alam, hindi tayo financially literate, then malaki yung probability na sasali tayo in the hope na, you know, tutubo yung pera. Mm-hmm. It's some ridiculous returns na yun pala, puro promise lang.
Yeah. The best way to do then siguro, I think, for me, na-expose din ako sa finances and financial literacy. Actually, ngayong ano lang, ngayong taon lang din, nagbabasa ako ng mga libro about, about kahit simple ano lang, simple na financial literacy. Actually, ang dami kong libro dito. Na, okay. Ayun, doon ako ngayon na exposed. Like, it's very important, especially for for younger people then to realize that you need to have financial literacy kasi ang daming maluloko sa mundo. Like, paano na yung pinaghirapan mong pera? Kung lulukohin ka lang nila at kukunin nila yung pinaghirapan mo. Sakit, I mean, masakit sa puso.
Tsaka dami pang mga scammer din. Yung mga bigla na lang tatawag sa'yo sa Viber na bangko daw or something. So yung mga yun, kailangan mo rin iwasan. Diba?
For people starting out, let's say applying or... what are your words of encouragement with students na, ayun nga, they're applying or they're starting out? What, like, ano ba yung mga tips nyo? Ano bang dapat tignan kapag naghahanap ka ng trabaho? Parang ganun.
Anong dapat tignan? I guess yung tip na binigay namin kanina would be one. And for another, I would say probably now, while you're still young, you should take as many risks as you can kasi the older you get, the more difficult it is to make decisions na risky. So when you're young, there's not much to lose yet. So when you're young, you're indestructible basically. So kailangan gawin mo lahat ng kasi parang wala pa masyadong, I mean, you know, you never know until you try, diba? And also try to do this kung, you know, with people by your side, siguro yung mga friends mo, yung mga college classmates mo. Kasi there's this quote from Amy Poehler's book, Yes Please, which goes, "It's easier to be brave when you're not alone. We were young and foolish, and I didn't know what we were up against. Being foolish was the smartest thing to do." So, nung nabasa ko to sa book niya, it really resonated with me kasi this was what I did eh. When I left Zamboanga, I had two friends. When I left Manila, I also had two friends. So... and we were young. So yun na nga, parang ngayon, like, you know, at my age right now, if got may mag sabi sa akin na gawin yun, parang crazy ka ba, parang excuse me. Hindi na siya, alam mo yun, hindi na siya ganun kadaling,
hindi siya applicable.
Hindi na siya ganun kadaling gawin kasi ang dami nang pwedeng mawala, like, you know, komportable ka na sa job mo, sa boss mo, and all that. Like, if you just randomly take risk, what if wala kang mahanap na trabaho doon sa pupuntahan mo, ganun. Eh, paano mabayaran yung mga gastusin mo, ganun. So, I guess yun yung first tip ko. About you, Ray, ano ba
lalo
yung...
Lalo na siguro, if you have big responsibilities, siguro less risk na rin yung i-take mo.
Yes, exactly. Kasi lalo na yung mga may anak pa. So, paano na yun? Di ba, alam nga naman wala ng gata si Junior or whatever. Hindi na siya ganun kadali. So, while 22 years old ka pa lang and wala ka pang junior, do it. Yeah, yun.
And
yeah.
In halos same dyan sa tip ni Dee, while you're young as well, siguro take as many chances as possible na magtutulong sa'yo to become self-reliant and independent. Mm-hmm. Like for me, growing up, blessed ako na Boy Scout ako. Like primary 4 pa lang ako, pumupunta na kami ng mga camping. So from there, namimiss ko yung nanay ko, iyak ako ng iyak, pero the more ako pumupunta ng camping, yung nanay ko na yung umiiyak kasi namimiss niya ako. Yung tipong ganun, I grew up becoming self-reliant, independent. And that's why when I had a chance, an opportunity to leave my hometown, madali lang siya na transition. Kasi I'm already self-reliant. Yeah. Naano ko na yung sarili ko. Mabubuhay na ako just by my own. And going to Singapore, same story. Yeah. Like, kung lagi lang ako dependent on my parents, hingi ng pera, at under the comfort of their own house, I think mahihirapan ako mabuhay dun sa Singapore. Kasi number one, I'm there on my own. Wala akong friends. Until, of course, na-meet ko na sila. Di dun, nagiging, na-improve na yung ano ko, situation ko. Pero being there alone, and it's not just alone na puro mga Pinoy yung kasama mo. Yung mga kasama ko pa dun is Singaporean. Yung mga tao na ibang-iba yung kultura, iba-iba yung mga joke nila. Minsan, hindi ko pa sila maintindihan. So, at least may foundation na ako na I'm already self-reliant. So, I think for people who are just, you know, venturing out into their own careers as much as possible, take the opportunity na magiging self-reliant ka. Go on expeditions. I don't know. Maybe, you know, just expose yourself so that kung may opportunity man na, kasi ititest ka at ititest ka eh when you're growing up and in the career, especially in the boardroom, like business yan eh, trabaho yan eh, walang personalan, talagang, alam mo yun, ititest ka talaga how strong your foundations are, whatever it is, self-reliance and, you know, being independent.
Yeah, baka good din nga yung point niya about self-reliance kasi si Ray, actually, yung asawa niya right now, when he left the Philippines, diba, they went on a long-distance relationship. So, parang he didn't let that stop him from going abroad. And, you know, since sila ang meant to be and they worked hard to keep in touch and all that, they ended up together rin naman. Kasi I know a lot of people na parang ang sayang lang na tinapon nila yung futures nila. Kasi hindi nila kayang iwanan yung jowa nila. Ganon. So, may mga friends ako na, alam mo yun, umalis na ako ng Zamboanga and all that. Tapos sila, nasa Zamboanga kasi yung jowa nila nandun. Hindi nila kayang iwan. So, alam mo yun, nasayangan ako sa ganon. Kasi hindi mo naman sure na magkakatuloyan mo ba yan or something. Sorry to say that. Pero you know what I mean? Parang wag kang magpa-tie down sa mga invisible band. Unless asawa mo yun or something. Pero kung jowa pa lang naman, lalo pag bata pa lang kayo, hindi naman lahat nag-work out, diba? So, wag mong itapon yung future mo just because of, you know, yung reliance mo on this other person. So, yun, I guess.
I agree din na you don't let other people control you kasi buhay mo yan eh. Hindi naman sila yung responsible sa future mo eh. Ikaw yung magde-decide kung ano yung gusto mong gawin and kung ano yung magiging future mo.
Exactly. Mm-mm.
And then siguro tangent to that idea is don't compare yourself to other people. Like may saying yun si Teddy Roosevelt na comparison is the thief of joy. Yeah. Like the moment you compare yourself to other people, the more mo makikita, ay, bakit siya may ganyan, may tatlong kotse na siya, ay siya, bakit na-promote siya agad, bakit ako hindi pa? You compare yourself to your own self. Like, siguro starting out on a career, try to imagine yung 10-year resume mo. Paano kaya yung ideal resume ko 10 years from now? Ano yung skills na alam ko? Ano yung trabaho na meron ako? Ano yung, like, try to imagine and then work your way towards that ideal resume or CV. And then try to compare yourself 2 years ago, ganto, wala pa akong ganto, pero ngayon meron na ako. So may titik ka na boxes. Kasi yung kalaban mo is yung sarili mo eh. Pero yung, pag i-compare mo na yung sarili mo sa ibang tao, nako, madidepress ka lang, madidemotivate ka, then chances are, wala, mapupunta ka sa ibang direction kasi hindi ka na, ano yung sikat na banda? One Direction?
What? yeah, definitely yan na. Sakit ko nga yan dati yung mahilig ko mag-compare. Well, actually, until now, sometimes I fall into the trap na I compare myself to my peers, lalo na yung mga kaedad mo, di ba? Like, compare mo. Like, buti pa si ganito, head of the department na or whatever. Tapos ako, ganito lang mm-hmm. ako. Parang alam mo yon, tignan mo na lang nga, like he said, i-compare mo ang sarili mo to yourself instead. Or siguro, imagine mo yung teenage self mo. Pag nakita ka niya now, matutuwa ba siya or not? Feeling ko, yung ako, ang nung teenager ako, ang gusto ko lang is magkaroon ng work na may internet connection. So, definitely. Na-fulfill ko yon. So, so, I think matutuwa naman siya. So, yon. So, I think, yun na nga. Kasi it's very easy to fall into the trap of like, nakakalimutan mo. Yung madali ka lang makalimutan mo agad kung ano yung ano ng life mo before. Like, you know, comfortable ka na sa ganitong life. You forget na, you know, once upon a time, you only longed for this life. Tapos now, you have it, tapos hindi ka pa rin happy. So, problema mo. Mm-hmm. Di ba? Yung mga ganong bagay. Yeah, yun. Since bata ka pa, now, a good opportunity is, ano, isulat mo right now.
Itatry kong gawin is, ano, magjo-journal ako.
Yeah, exactly. Yun na nga.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm actually doing it right now na kahit ano lang eh, kahit ilang buwan lang yung pagitan, sobrang laki rin ng realizations ko sa buhay. I mean, I can see my past self through that. And mas ma-appreciate mo yung mga bagay na ginagawa mo every day when you're writing your life. Siguro yes, even this podcast, even this podcast, parang ano, in a way parang journal din to ng buhay ko. And siguro after 20 years, gusto ko balikan lahat ng ginawa ko sa buhay for me to appreciate life more.
Kasi madali tayong makakalimot eh. Lalo na habang tumatanda ka.
Actually, problema ko yan. Si D, ano, has been a blogger for how long na D? For 10 years?
I think more. 2005, ano ba yun? 15 more. Years, I
wow,
guess.
15 yeah. years. Wow. And whenever we get together, D and along with our other friends, tapos may pag-uusapan kami na event. Tapos masusurprise ako si D, ang dami niyang alam. Ang dami pa niyang pictures. Yung tipong may documentation siya sa mga ginagawa namin. Tapos, bakit ganun D? Tapos yun pala, nalaman ko, she's been a blogger, ganyan. Gino-journal niya yung ginagawa niya. So, may malaking impact kay D kasi marami yung...
Yeah, madami ka maalala.
Mare-remember niya na memory kasi well-organized, well-catalog yung memory niya. Whereas ako, ano ba yung nangyari 10 years ago? Nagpa-podcast kami ni D, tapos pag-usapan natin 10 years ago. Tapos ako, blanko yung isip ko. Wala akong maisip. Kasi wala akong gino-journal. Kaya yun, isa rin yan sa mga sana ginawa ko dati.
Pwede ka naman mag-start ngayon. It's not too late.
May podcast naman na tayo, so I think this is
okay, sure. So dapat mag-talk tayo about our, you know, like, okay, this is what we did. Ganon, may ganon tayo dapat section. Kaso wala naman masyadong nangyari this year dahil sa pandemic.
Okay. Hopefully next year, may exciting news.
Okay. So Mark, what do you think will happen next year?
Kasi ako, gusto ko mag-transfer ng industry.
Wait lang, gagraduate ka pa lang ba? Or sorry, hindi ko alam yung...
Gagraduate pa lang ako this year. Actually, last term ko na sa school.
Mm-hmm. Wait, this year? Like December or something?
Yeah, December.
Okay.
This December. Actually, wala akong plano talaga.
Ano ba yung course mo?
As in zero. Computer science.
Okay, got it. Okay. Well, actually, computer science is, ano, di ba? Okay, madami namang trabaho for that, I would think.
Yeah, marami naman. Pero ano, in a way kasi parang hindi ko na siya gusto gawin.
Okay, like, anong balak mo gawin din?
By now, ano, hindi kasi nalaman, na-realize ko din sarili ko na it's too early for me to be afraid to take risk. So, why not do it now? So, ngayon, I'm... planning na lumipat sa ibang industry like in finances din. Kaya ngayon very interested ako ngayon.
Are you planning to study finances or ano bang balak mo? Like mag-shift ka or mag-aaral ka further studies or what?
Siguro hindi na ako mag-school kasi I think for me mas maganda yata na matuto sa like sa field. Mm-hmm. So what I'm planning right now is to like start a business, parang ganun.
Oh, okay.
I'm planning to do medyo marami na akong plan na business to start. Siguro ayun, it's a way for me na ano eh, yung that risk na that I'm getting. Wala. Ayun yung plano ko okay, right sure. now. Siguro after 10, well, after 10 years siguro, hindi naman ako gaanong magara sa ano, sa dreams ko. Siguro, I just want a happy life. Tapos, in a way kasi ngayon, ano ko eh, medyo, sobrang parang minimalistic yung gusto kong gawin.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Wala ko masyadong ano, material things na gustong makamit in 10 years. Siguro ano lang, for me to support living expenses ko or mga ganun. Let's say, a house, a small house lang actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yun lang siguro. Sana ano, by 10 years, na-realize ko na talaga kung ano yung gusto ko sa buhay ko.
Okay,
and,
sure.
Yeah. Siguro for a successful business din. Ayun.
Okay.
That's my plan.
Hmm. And interesting yung kinwento mo about, you know, you being a computer science graduate, wanting to venture out to finance eventually, pero ngayon you want to put up a business. If in case hindi matutuloy yung business mo and you wanna still venture out to finance, I agree with what you're saying na siguro not study full-time finance, get a job that would, you know, use your existing bachelor's mm-hmm. degree, yep. computer science, yep. and then study, you know, for a certification. Like, for me, accountant ako dati, pero ngayon yung ginagawa ko has got nothing to do with accounting.
Yeah, same for me.
Kasi
yeah.
while nagtatrabaho kami as an accountant, nag-aaral ako ng ibang field ng finance. May mga certification naman na pwede mong pag-aralan. So, hindi necessarily na magsa-stop lahat.
Yeah.
Papasok ka ulit ng school.
Yeah.
Pero importante din kasi na as you're starting in a career na, alam mo yun, matitrain mo yung sarili mo with skills na related to finance. So, siguro if magpapasok ka ng banko or financial service na company, though as a computer professional, computer science professional, pero eventually pwede kang mag-shift towards, you know, a finance role within the same company. Kasi yan yung mga ginagawa na mini-D na within the same company, naglilipat-lipat kami ng role as we progress in our
careers.
Mas madali
careers. Yun kasi once you're already in the company, right, may reputation ka na doon na, okay, he's a good worker, okay. Like, minsan, you don't even need to apply for something may magre-recommend na sa'yo, which is what happened to me rin. Like, may reputation ka na, ay, ikaw, di ba magaling ka sa Excel? Something like that. So, parang biglang ma-refer ka to this other department na, alam mo yon. So, ganun siguro yung best way to progress in a different direction within a company, I think. Yun.
Yeah, and I think then dapat love mo yung ginagawa mo eh. I think that's for me that's the most important thing. Kaya ngayon, try lang ako ng try actually ng kahit ano, then hanapin ko kung ano yung gusto ko. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you don't know kasi what you love until you've tried it.
Yeah.
Diba?
Agree ako dyan that you work something that you love, pero nung nagsimula pa ako, wala akong choice eh.
Yeah.
Kahit mahal ko siya o hindi.
I need to find
a job that would pay
exactly,
my rent.
Exactly.
So, siguro in the first, I would say, 6 years of my career, talagang hindi ko siya 100% mahal. Pero I'm still spending 14 hours a day working. And that's because I have a goal. Like, kailangan kong matutunan to para after 6 years, magiging komportable ako sa, you know, sa position ko, may paglilipatan ako, kinakausap ko yung boss ko. Which leads me to my other tip. The tip is, you know, find a mentor that would teach you, somebody na nililook up mo. Ano, sino ka ba in 10 years from now? Yeah. Then, siguro may maiisip ka na tao, siguro tatlong tao. Then from these three people, ask them, hey, paano maging ikaw? What did you do before? What were your options? Ano yung mga tinitake mong risk? Alam mo yun, para at least may benchmark ka na ideal person or direction that you wanna be.
Kasi, yeah, tama si Ray. Rare siguro yun for people na pag-start pa lang nila sa career nila, they already are in the job they love. Like ako, in the first place, hindi ko ginusto ang accountancy. Itong parents ko kasi, pinilit lang ako na mag-accountancy. So obviously, yung start, I really hated my jobs. Or hindi naman hate, pero like, hindi ko sila love for sure. Pero eventually nga, like, you know, kailangan ko lang ng pera kasi. So parang, okay, hindi mo na, basta hindi mo hate siguro, kung like mo lang. Eventually, hindi ko pa rin sila na-learn ma-love. Pero yun na nga, meron kang na-find na other department na yun pala yun. Yun pala yung love mo. So yun, you don't expect na agad-agad nandyan yun. Kasi for a lot of people, hindi ganun kadali. But you will get there. Basta lang, yun na nga, aware ka lang na... Yun.
Siguro, more than the job, make sure you love the people you work with. Like, you enjoy having them. And together, you're improving yourself. You challenge them, they challenge you to be a better person. I think, mas importante yan. Kaysa sa, gustong-gusto mo yung trabaho mo, I love you job, pero yung workmates mo, lagi kang
bigay. Siguro, may point siya.
Madidepress ka lang.
At saka, tendency kasi is, love mo siya at the beginning. Tapos kung yun din, di ba sabi nila, you have to love what you do. But ang experience ko in that sense, parang after a while, hindi mo na siya love kasi parang you're just getting paid for it. Parang hindi na siya fun. So, so I think you probably don't need to love what you do. You just need to like it. Yun siguro, I would say. Sorry, but yun yung katotohanan. yun.
Actually, sobrang natutuwa ako sa sarili ko kasi in a way, I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. Like, itong pag-talk. Actually, I don't know kung napapansin nyo, lagi ako nagsustutter and I'm stepping out of my comfort zone right now. And very uncomfortable. I'm very uncomfortable nga. And ayun, I just want to say din na thank you for accepting my invite kasi... It's very warming for me then.
Okay. Thank you then for inviting us.
Thank you for this opportunity. Walang problema. Anytime. Sure. If you want to know more about Dee and Ray, please listen to Banana Q Podcast, available on Apple, Podbean, Stitcher, wherever you get your pods. We are there. Banana Q, a Filipino-flavored podcast.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening. And this is Mark. And if you have comments or suggestions or... recommendations for, let's say, guests in the future, please hit me up on my Facebook page, on Instagram, and email at themarkgexp@gmail.com. That's themarkgexp@gmail.com. Please hit me up and thank you for listening. This is again Mark for Mark Garcia Audio Experience. Have a wonderful day and see you on the next episode.